0800 909 693. There'll be millions and millions watching this show. Of course, you can give us your views on The Apprentice as it had its day. 0500 909 693. Just before we head up to the midnight news tonight, new rules come into force this weekend, banning hundreds of traditional herbal remedies. The move by the European Union is aimed at protecting consumers from potentially harmful side effects. Only long-established and quality-controlled medicines can now be sold. I'd like to hear from you tonight. Do you use herbal remedies? Have you been cured by them? Or do you think that they're a load of hocus pocus? David Colquhoun is Professor of Pharmacology at the University College in London. Hello to you, David.
Hello there.
Hello there. Michael McIntyre, the Chairman of the European Herbal and Traditional Medicine Practitioners Association. Hello to you, Michael.
Hello there.
Well, David, these new rules, what do you think?
The new rules are excessively lenient on herbal medicines because they don't require any evidence at all that the things work. I'd like to ask Michael McIntyre which herbal medicine he thinks has the best evidence for it being effective for treating a disease. But whether or not there is good evidence, none has to be produced in order to get the things on sale. No evidence whatsoever about whether they work. And the mislabeling that the Medicines and Health Regulatory Authority allowed is thoroughly misleading. They refuse to say there is no evidence that this works plainly on the label, so the customers are being misinformed.
Michael?
Well, I think David's views are rather extreme, actually. A quarter of the UK population use...
Remember, you're representing the industry. You're the one with the vested interest. You're representing a £60 million industry.
Am I allowed to speak?
Because I'm interested in the truth.
Well, let's let him finish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. I think that, it's not true to say that there is no evidence for herbal medicines. There are literally thousands of papers on herbal medicines, and they've had thousands of years in many cases of use. And that's the point that the European Union makes, that actually there is a traditional use, and you have to prove 30 years of safe traditional use, 15 years of which has to be within the European Union. And that's very important because it actually allows herbal medicines to be on the market. If that weren't the case, then all we'd have left is the licensing system for conventional medicines. It costs about £5 million to get a license for a new substance. And of course, if you licensed a herb like that, which grows in people's backyards and gardens, the drug companies who spent that money wouldn't ever get it back because they can't patent the herbs. So this is a way of allowing herbal medicines, which are safe because they're shown to be safe, to continue to be on the market. And that's what people want. And I think when David starts saying, well, there's no evidence, well, actually, there's not that much evidence for conventional medicine either, even according to some of the online journals about clinical evidence. It shows that 2,500 treatments were looked at relatively recently. Only 13% were actually rated beneficial, according to the evidence base. 46%, and we're talking about conventional medicine, was of unknown effectiveness.
Which there's no evidence. It's your argument, I'm sorry, is entirely circular. But will you now please answer my question? Which particular herbal medicine do you regard as having the
David,
best?
I'm not going to get into a whole lot of detail. This is not the time to do this. I mean, there are literally, as you know, thousands of...
If you had any confidence in any of them, you would name the best one.
There isn't a best one. There's a herb for a particular situation, and it's a particular patient. And actually, about to explain. Herbalists actually work treating people. They don't actually use a herb for a disease in the way that conventional medicine does.
That's just New Age baloney.
No, it's not baloney.
Names on them, they all name diseases.
Well, I mean, there are diseases, of course, and there are some herbs that can help diseases. But actually, when you've got somebody in your clinic, and I see patients, I know you don't, very often you have to vary the remedies according to your clinical experience. Now, David Sackett, who was the person who started the idea of evidence-based medicine, specifically said that people's expertise in their practice was as important as the clinical evidence from outside from clinical trials.
What Sackett said, he said that if you have no better evidence, then experience is you know, the sort of second best thing. That's what
he
said.
No, he didn't say second best, actually. He
second
didn't.
Best, yes.
I've got what he said
best.
In front of me. He did not use the word second best. He said, without clinical expertise, practice risks being tyrannized by evidence. That's actually what he said. I think you should stick to what he said and be very accurate, because it's important.
I've read it. I know what he
well,
said.
Well, I'm reading it, actually. I'm not read it. I'm actually reading what he said, because I've got it in front of me.
Let's talk to Chris in London tonight. Hello to you, Chris.
Hello.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, I was prescribed some Chinese pills and medicine about 5 or 6 years ago. I had what seemed to be a potential prostate problem. And I took these capsules, which were very carefully prescribed to me by a very highly qualified Chinese doctor. Traditional Chinese medicine, I've been taking those. I've been taking one or two other tablets and herbal remedies that he's recommended. They've helped with my colds and flu. They've palliated those. And generally, I feel a great deal fitter, much better health. And now Euroland, in the pocket of Big Pharmacy, decides that I can't take these anymore, so I'm going to have to find some way of importing them myself. And I feel aggrieved.
What would you say to Chris tonight, David?
I think that you have probably been deceived about how much good they're doing for you, because you don't know how you would have felt anyway. It's because there is so little evidence that most of them
do
you any good.
All I can do is give you
probably that you've just been lucky and you haven't got any disease.
I don't think you can go about it this way. You know, we're not in a laboratory. When we see patients and we give medicine
to patients... Listen to what Chris is saying.
I have my own evidence, and I'm a very sceptical person. My wife had been taking Shu Wu Pian for her hair, and it improved her hair immensely over a period of about 5 or 6 years before I started. I was very sceptical, and I took these powders after a very heavy flu, which ordinary antibiotics and the other chemicals also derived from herbs, also derived, but under a chemical industrialized process from exactly the same types of plants and herbs and so on and so forth that the Chinese get theirs from. These things did me good. And if I'm to be disparaged by someone who says that my evidence is completely worthless, then presumably the next time I go to a doctor who asks me, well, what are your symptoms, and I tell him my symptoms, he'll say, well, they're utterly worthless to tell me that.
And you heard, Michael, what Chris was saying. He just can't get the products that he wants anymore.
Yes, I feel aggrieved.
Michael?
Well, I think that there has been a problem, and strangely enough, I'm not 100% against regulation. The problem has been that there's been no regulation. What we've got now is a promise from the government to regulate and allow herbal practitioners to access the medicines that they have been using over the last 40 years, but the legislation hasn't come into place, so we've got a legislative gap because the government spent 10 years not doing what it promised to do. And what it needs to do now is to get on with it so that patients can actually get the medicines they've been used to. Otherwise, we're going to have really big, big, big problems, because people are going to access these things over the internet and the quality isn't going to be controlled.
Michael, we appreciate your time. And David, thank you very much indeed. We're heading towards the midnight news now. Here's the number, 0500 909 693. The text 85058. The email, nolan@bbc.co.uk. Stay with us.